is, and I would definitely want to be on Google.
Okay, perfect. Let me grab John. Okay, wonderful. I'll get that right for you now. Here he comes to apply that for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Adrian?
Yes, this is Adrian.
Hey, Adrian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not bad at all.
Hey, not bad's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She told me you were using Home Advisor currently?
Yes.
How do you like that service?
That service is a little bit iffy, but, you know, that was one mean of trying to get my name out there.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to start. If you could do anything with that, then I know you'll love this, because they get their leads from Google advertising.
I know.
Okay, yeah, they're just a reseller, basically. So they're doing this, and then they're selling it to you. Give you the wholesale deal on it now and let people call you directly without you having to pay per lead or click or call. It'll just be a flat monthly rate.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better for you. Do you have your own website at all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then we don't have to build one for you. That'll save you some money. And then let me see here. 4 to 5 months here in Texas. Was in Massachusetts. Okay, so you have 15 years of experience.
Yes, over 15 years. I am still a licensed contractor in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Texas doesn't require licenses for contractors, which...
Well, they're still going to want it, you know? Some people are still going to want it, but it's not legally required.
No, I mean, they don't license contractors, so a person can require a construction person being licensed because Texas doesn't do that.
Yeah. Well, they don't require
license from any entity.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard of people getting contractor's license, though, in Texas.
No, not in Texas. The only license that the state of Texas issues is electrical, plumbing, and HVAC. Nothing for general contractors.
Huh. I have a roofing contractor out in the DFW area, and
he's not licensed by the state of Texas. They have a different entity that licenses roofers, but it's not by the state of Texas.
Gotcha.
It's an independent company, and it's not even a license. It's just a guarantee. Put it that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't know that, though. I never really talked to him about that.
Yeah, trust me, I've went through all the different...
Yeah, because Google started doing this thing this year where they do, like, an advanced verification. So they ask you to, like, send in these pictures. It'll be, like, license, insurance. But it does state on the bottom of it that it might not be required by state. They just ask you to fill out the form as much as possible.
Texas is one of those states. Massachusetts, where I'm coming from, I had my license by the state of Massachusetts. I had to go to class. I had to do an examination by the state.
Yeah, I only work with Texas and California, but I know California is a lot of, like, they're like two totally different types of people that come from each state. But California, California is very, like, you have to have a license for everything, you know?
For everything, exactly.
Yeah, got to have a license to wipe your butt out there.
which in Texas, it's a little bit sad because, you know, for contractors, you know, anybody could just come off the road and say, he's a contractor, I'm a contractor, you know?
Yeah, but not everybody's going to be able to put themselves on the first page of Google, you know?
The state doesn't value contractors, you know?
Yeah.
And which poses a problem to homeowners because anybody can go and do work and then they're not liable for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of dangerous too, but, you know, because your home is your largest investment, and then you have a guy come out there and he might mess something up and you're kind of stuck, but I guess that's what the property insurance is for. You know, they kind of put that on them. the money they save out there without paying the income taxes that people pay in California, though. They should be able to afford it. It's crazy.
You ever had about that one, my friend?
Yeah, it's a lot better out there from that standpoint, you know. And then as a business owner, you could write off a lot of stuff too. So if you do it the right way.
Right. Yeah.
But the beauty of this conversation is that we do have availability for first page placement. You know, you can't always list yourself up there. There's only 3 spots. We only have 1 open. But I know if you could do anything with what you were using now, I told Tara, let me talk to you because I would love to have you see the difference. I feel like we got your foot in the door and you see the difference between people calling you directly versus you getting a lead that's going to 3 or 4 other guys and you got to kind of compete with the price. And like you're saying, maybe it's some guy just started up yesterday and is throwing people a low price, you know, stealing jobs from you versus this where it's more quality, a contractor over a quantity or a new contractor. I think you'll do really well. So as far as cost, here's the thing. Normally we charge $499 with a $99 setup fee for the website, but you already have your own website. And I know your business isn't new, but you're new to Texas, right?
Right.
So if I apply a new in business credit, I could get your monthly price down from $499 to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. So you'd be looking at about $10 a day. Now, this will cover about a 50-mile radius around that 76549 zip code that you're in, and it'll cover you for 15 different keyword terms or services, okay? So you're not going to be limited to just 1 or 2 keywords. We want to customize the campaign so you're showing up for each individual service, and that's going to make your leads a lot more qualified than the ones that you'd probably see from a home advisor by Angie's. Because they kind of throw you in a category, right? With this, you're not just in a category. They have to type in that phrase in order to get you. So that way you know they're within that 50 miles. They punched in that phrase, and then they picked you at that point. It's yours to lose.
Sounds great so far.
Okay. So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure like that, it's month to month, too. So you don't have to commit to, like, 6 months or a year. But if I could approve that pricing structure at $299, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let me ask you this one question, though. How long would it take for the business to actually be listed on Google?
Yeah, so if we started you up today, your Google pin is going to take about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. So normally that would be about this time next week. However, this time next week, exactly 1 week from today, is Christmas. So you probably won't get your pin until Tuesday or Wednesday next week. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that pin that we need from you before we can go live. But what we'll do is we'll do all the legwork on the account before then. So we'll do like a client interview, customize your campaign, do everything on our end that needs to be done. And then once we get that pin, that's the final step before we can go ahead and post you. And then you're in position to see some return on investment. So, I mean, really setting it up today is just getting you started for the new year. That way, once we get past the new year, you're already locked in and ready to go.
Sounds good. So you say this rate of $299, is it because I'm a new business?
Yeah, so technically it's for businesses. No, it won't change. So technically it's for businesses that are 5 years and under. So you're way under that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a service agreement. And we send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So in the service agreement, it's going to state that you're only paying $299 for this platinum package bundle, and that's an indefinite pricing structure. So as long as you have your business and you're using this month to month, you'll keep that rate.
Sounds great.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own your company, unless you're going through changes. So unless you move or something to a different area, then we gotta, you know, re-verify the listing and everything. But on that first page, you can only have one phone number. So did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Which is the business number?
I have the 4704 ending.
Oh.
It's 254-229-4704.
That's the number. That's the business number, yeah.
Okay. Did you want to put down like a cell phone just in case I need to get a hold of you directly?
Yes, my my cell phone number is 413-351-6278.
6278. Okay. And what, your last name is Smith?
Yes.
Okay. And you spell it A-D-R-I-A-N, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Traditional spelling. And then Google's going to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail. I could hide your street address if you don't want it displayed, but what's the street address that I could send the Google PIN to?
Yes, definitely hide it, because I have a home office now until, you know, I build up my clientele. So,
okay.
The street address is 3800 Endicott Drive.
3800. You said Endicott?
Endicott. So it's E-N-D-I-C-O-T-T.
Okay, I found it. Here we go. Endicott Drive. Okay, Killeen. 76549, right?
Yes. So you can just show the city. And
city, state, and zip. Yeah, it's weird because Google only had your city, state, and zip, but they didn't have your actual street address there. So you'll receive the PIN. I need that five-digit number when it comes in. I'm going to text you my direct number and extension right now.
Okay.
And then I'll hide your street address, so it'll just say city, state, and zip on your listing. Okay.
Sounds great. Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Don't want to have people showing up to your doorstep anyway. That'd be awkward.
Right.
Yeah, especially in Texas. I got to be careful. Those ones, everybody's so pro-Second Amendment. I'm going to get somebody shot out there.
No, I used to carry from when I was in Massachusetts, and I had my license to carry. So come here to Texas is much more
I had
easier.
A license to carry in California. You know how hard that is?
I had my license to carry in Massachusetts, Maine, Connecticut, all of those adjoining states.
Yeah.
Because, you
so know, you're comfortable now, huh?
I'm very much comfortable now.
Yeah, everybody's got one now. Yeah, I love that about Texas. Like, they try to take our guns away. That's when all our freedom disappears, because then the government's got them and we don't.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'll never go for that one. Oh, you should turn in your guns. Yeah, right. Over my dead body. All right, so I got your business profile created. It's asking, what are your hours of operation for the business?
8 to 5, Monday to Saturday.
Okay. I've seen some online listings said 8 to 6. So you want to switch them?
Yes.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. Sunday closed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's your business email address so I could send you everything in writing?
It's info@smithconstructionenterprise.net.
Smith Construction Enterprise.net. Okay. Verify. Make sure this is coming back valid. Okay, valid. Perfect. And then the website, I found the domain here. It's smithconstructionenterprise.net. You're comfortable with me attaching your website to your Google business profile and other online listings?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just got to verify. It's a nice site, but I just always double check. I've actually signed up a guy recently, and he called back in. He goes, that's the wrong one. He had like 3 different websites.
I try to keep things simple. You see, so my website, my social media, they're all one name.
Yeah. No, I like that. Your email
is the same. A lot of people
don't
really have that. Yeah.
Yeah, you want it to match up. I try to offer that to my clients because Google does offer that through G Suite where you can get the custom email. I try to tell them it's always easiest if you have everything match up. You know, you have like a personal email with their name and then they got their business name and then they got like, oh, we used to do business as. I'm like, you want to clean all those things up and just keep it simple for
Absolutely.
Your customers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
At any time, if they're unsure about who they're communicating with or where it's going, you might lose them altogether, you know?
That is true. That's what being in business for 15 years teach me, you know. I learn a lot of stuff by just being in business. A lot of trials and error, trust me.
Yeah, it's the first thing we do on all the listings is we verify, like, everything that matches up with name, address, and phone number gets cleaned up across the entire internet. So, like, what I submit to Google today, if there's other online listings, like, affiliated with this number, but the information doesn't match up with what Google's getting, they'll actually fix it. So it's called a name, address, and phone number audit. And they want to make sure everything matches up and there's no, like, discrepancies, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's really important, especially for the AI part of it. You know, there's a lot of stuff we manually do, and then there's other automations. And if the system notices, hey, you know, this business, it looks like the same business, but the phone number's different, it kind of, like, red flags the account, and that's when we manually have to get involved and go in there and, like, verify it for the system to push your information through. Yeah. So, update. All right. So, I got the business profile completed. I need to schedule a client interview. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. This is where they're going to interview you on the business. So they'll go over all the services you provide. We also want to make sure we go over things you don't provide that are in your industry. That way we can make sure we list you properly, don't have you getting calls that are wasting your time. They'll go over the service area with you. And then also want to maybe pick your brain as far as how you want your Google business profile to represent the company. So, like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window. What's a good time today where we can knock that out?
Today, a better time today would probably be between 4 and 5, somewhere around there.
Okay, that actually works out perfectly for us. So I'm going to schedule you between 4 and 5 o'clock today. I'll send you a text message reminder 1 hour before the appointment, okay? If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You could always text me at that number as well, that 877 line. It'll come directly through to my email. Mm-hmm. And then we have 24/7 customer service available to you too. So I'm only here Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 Central Time. But if it's after hours, you dial the same number, but you hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator available to you if you want to make any changes or revisions.
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
Perfect. Boom. All right. Let me just get this invitation over to your email. Save. And would you like to send invitation email to your Google Calendar? Yes. Yes. Send.
But remind me of your last name. What does the H stand for?
It's Hill. H-I-L-L. So my full name, Adrian, and it makes it easier to look me up too. My full name is Jazwan John. So my middle name is John. So it's Jazwan, and then the middle name is John, and then last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look me up, you'll see all kinds of goofy photos of me in polos and dress shirts with our CEO here. I've been here for 11 years, so the CEO is a buddy of mine. Yeah, it's good. I make him a lot of money while he goes and hangs out with his family. They get to deal with all the headaches you don't want to deal with, but no, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He gave me a shot when I was just a young guy fresh out of school, and, you know, it's one of these industries where they want, like, 10 years experience. But you just get out of college, you know, so I was like, I got denied here, like, twice, and then I caught the CEO in the parking lot. He put his hands up. He was scared. I said, I'm not here to scare you, man. I really want to work here. I'm fresh out of school, man, but I got my degree. And he's like, all right, come back tomorrow. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah.
And he moved me all the way up to the top of the chain. Yeah. It's a good story.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah. He was like, I knew if you could come up to me, you'd have no problem talking to other business owners. So I felt like that was a good thing. I was like, yeah, I'm not shy at all. All right. That's a good quality, though, you know? You can't be scared.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. You should get a notification there from me on your calendar. Do you see that? It'll say Organizer Jazwan Hill. If you're signed into your email on your mobile device, it should have came through. Adrian, are you there? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah, muted for a second.
Yeah.
Did you get the calendar invitation, though, for a client interview, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it.
All right.
18, 4 or 5.
4 to 5 CT. All right, perfect. All right, so I need to secure your first month's payment. How did you want to do that?
I'm going to do a card, but I'm going to have to do a little transfer first. So if you give me a second.
Okay. Is this going to be under a business account or a personal account?
It is a business account.
Okay.
All right.
You take your time with that. I'm going to add the business name to the billing information. Adrian Smith.
Yeah.
And
the name on the card though is it's a business card, but I don't know. They said that the business name wasn't able to hold on the card because it was too long. So I just did the SC.
Oh, you abbreviated it, so it just says SC.
Yeah,
oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. But my personal name is on it.
Yeah, it should have it under there. So I have it saying it's Adrian Smith, and then I did have Smith Construction Enterprise, but I put SCE on there. And then the billing address is the same, the 3800 Endicott? Okay.
Yes, it is the same.
Let me go and save. All right, and then I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, just give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Is your site built through, like, Wix?
You know, I did it myself. I use Hostinger.
Oh, nice. Okay. You did good. I see business owners try to build their own sites sometimes. They look horrible. I would like some more of the before picture. If they do, they come out so bad. But I would like some more of the before pictures so they could really see, like, you know, the changes that you make.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody told me to do, but I have a lot of before pictures on my phone.
Yeah, we could always upload those. I'm a big fan of, like, before and after shots. Like, I could see your end product is beautiful, but, you know, I definitely would want to show them what it looked like before.
Yeah, I have a ton of before pictures.
Mm-hmm. Some people think that they're, like, their properties are beyond repair, so that's why it's, like, good to show them, like, hey, I turned this hunk of junk into this. I could still help
you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
take your time. I'm just flipping through your work here. Because we're going to want some of these, too, for your Google Business profile. The portfolio of pictures on there is separate from your site, so the site will still be attached, but I would like you to send some of those in. I'll actually text you the email address for you to send in photos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to send over your Google verification form so you can fill that out. So there's the email and then pictures needed for your Google verification. There you go. And these Google verification photos, like I said, it's going to ask you for things in that form. This form does go to Google, but it's going to ask you for things like your license and insurance. If it's not required by your state, don't worry about it. Try to fill it out as much as possible. It asks you for, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. I've had guys send in the picture of the work vehicle and license plate, and they, like, cover the numbers on the license plate. That's totally fine, you know. They just want to see it say, like, Texas and know the make and model. And then, like, if you have a business card or business registration, it asks for, like, an invoice and a photo of the workplace. I know for you, the workplace could be whatever job you're working on that week. You know what I mean? I've had guys send in a picture of, like, a workbench with a bandsaw, you know, and Google accepts it. But it sounds kind of crazy, but what they do is they put this badge on your Google business profile, and it lets the customer know that you're a Google verified business. So it's basically like telling them, hey, we've done our research. This guy's good to hire right now. That way they have peace of mind. They don't have to go, you know, doing a whole background check on you before they hire you. It's like, okay, he's Google verified. If something bad happens, we could trace it back to him, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same thing Android does. I just have to do a background check with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they look for, but I was just
whenever you get like an extra free time, look up like FTC versus Home Advisor.
Okay.
Yeah, and that'll give you like a lot of. You'll be really happy that you did this today, because those guys. I mean, I've worked with a lot of people who have used them, and I don't want to turn the conversation into something about Home Advisor, but it's a lot better to have people call you directly, and those leads. I mean.
Trust me, I know that they're not the best, you know.
Yeah, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
Yeah, 100%.
And you have to be knowledgeable about using the site too, because all your money will go on the drain, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's more why I wanted you to see that, because there's like a lot of people where it's like, you know, I know they tell you call them right away and they try to make it seem like your fault if you don't get it, but it's like, man, you're giving these to like five or six guys, like. It's not going to help my success, and then you're charging me a lead fee.
And what customers hate is different contractors bombarding them with phone calls. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't even do that to customers, to be honest.
Yeah, I've had guys actually like tell me that they've gone out on leads there, and then there's already other companies there. Like the homeowner has like three of you come at one time. It's like that's just awkward, you know. So he just packed it up and left. He didn't even pitch them.
Oh, I forgot. I'm multitasking, so I transferred the cash and I didn't even look to see if it was transferred. I'm
Well, it'll decline if it's not in there. That's for sure. Our merchant processing is so sensitive. If I get one letter of your name wrong, it'll decline the whole transaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is there.
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm going to get my card.
Okay. And I still got to do a voice verification with you, too, because I gave you this new in business credit. So we'll send that to you in writing with the outline of the agreement and the receipt.
Okay, I'm ready. It's a MasterCard. Is it MasterCard? Oh. Hold on. I didn't know it was a MasterCard.
Well, my system says that if it's a MasterCard, it'll start with the number 5.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I didn't look at it. It's a business card, but I thought it was a Visa. I didn't know it was Bank of America to MasterCards.
Yeah, that is weird. Visa. Usually Bank of America is Visa. I've never actually heard of them having a MasterCard. That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
Okay. So it's 5348.
5348.
7500.
7500.
1404.
1404.
6601.
6601. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/28.
12/28, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
713.
713, okay. And I got to do this voice verification. Before I do the voice verification, I wanted to run this by you, and you don't have to jump into any of these, but I just want to throw it out there because it will save you money. So we do have prepay options. Usually guys start out month to month, but there is prepay options. So you have like a 3-month prepay option with the new in business credit that I applied. Mm-hmm. It'll drop it down for 3 months to $700. You're slated to pay almost $900 over the course of the next 3 months, even with the discounted pricing structure month to month. So that'll save you about $200. They have a 6-month prepay that you could do for $1,300, which is pretty significant. You're going to spend about $1,800 over the next 6 months. So that'll save you about $500. And then they have an annual prepay that you can opt into as well. The 1-year prepay is $2,500 out the door. You're slated to pay about $3,600, so that'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. Would you like to capitalize on any of those?
No, but I would like to ask one question.
Uh-huh.
if I go to the month, if I go with the month to month, could I change it in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm your account lead. You have my direct number and extension in there. So if you call into me directly and say, hey, I want to do one of those 3, 6, or 12-month deals, I already have it marked down with the campaign that you're on. Yeah, just let me know, and I could switch it out for you.
All right, sounds great. Well, I'll do the month-to-month for now until probably 2 months or so, and then...
That's always how guys start. I always recommend it, too, you know, because we like to see... Normally, actually, I don't even offer the annual contract. They just told me I could. But the reason I usually don't like to do it is because, you know, I don't really know you right now. You know, if we put you up there and then all your reviews are like 1 star and he murdered my cat and he shot my dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to be like, oh, great, now we got to leave that guy up there for the rest of the year, you know. So it's
right.
Good to get to know each other first. All right, so we'll do month to month. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, okay? So if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Adrian. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Philip Construction Enterprise, LLC.
Thank you. And do you want the LLC displayed in your business name online?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update that because it wasn't in there before. That's exactly why we do this. All right. And then it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Adrian Smith is my name, and I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Adrian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And it says, reasonable period of time is 24 to 48. Well, I mean, they say they want you to practice immediate response time, but try to respond to your clients within 24 to 48 hours. You're going to get an app. So at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you a link, or this afternoon, they're going to send you a separate email with a username, password, and a YouTube video, as well as like a link to the downloadable app. But it'll show you how to use the app in the YouTube video. And this will have like a pipeline of leads. So like if you're missing the calls, as they're coming through live, it'll save their information and their phone number, and we basically want you to check that like every day or two, so that way you get back to them, you're not missing any of your lead opportunities.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first start out, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 18th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle and all of its contents. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day. But it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely, or for as long as you choose to remain with us. It does state in the fine print you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not charge any kind of cancellation fees or penalties for early termination. All that we ask is that if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before the next billing due date so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month payment here. Do you have that form that says photos needed for Google verification?
Let me check.
Yep. There should be a text in there, and then you're going to get another one with the outline of the agreement in writing as well. Let me turn off this recording.
Repeat, what did you say I'm supposed to be looking for?
Yeah, so there's two, there should be another one coming through right now, but it's going to say photos needed for Google verification. And so there's a link in the text. It'll say like url.localsplash.com/Google.
Mm-hmm, I see that.
Okay, yeah, if you click on that link, this is the Google verification form.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to fill out, but you want to go through that, fill it out as much as possible. I know, like you said, the license might not be required by your state, and that's fine. Skip that part. It lets you know right at the bottom if there's anything missing that's preventing us from finalizing your verification. We'll just three-way call you with Google on the phone, as long as that's okay with you, and we'll just verify the listing over the phone. Once your Google business profile is verified, you never have to do that again. You'll be a Google verified contractor for as long as you own the business. So like even if you left our services for first page placement later, they'll still be able to find your Google business profile, your reviews and everything, and it'll show that you're a Google verified contractor.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, it's a good tool for the long haul. And then there should be another text message in there. It'll say, Adrian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's another link. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And that'll have a full outline of your agreement in writing. This has also been sent over to your email. So it has in black and white, like, all the products and features we're providing for you, that discounted pricing structure that I put you on, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the very bottom, it'll just ask you to sign your first and last name and verify. And then we'll keep that on file, and you'll keep that on file. So like I said earlier, that $299 pricing structure, you have documented that that's your rate for as long as you're with us. It's never going to go up on you or change.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So officially, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome you aboard. I'm going to let you get back to your day, but remember, we're going to circle back with you between 4 and 5 for that client interview. If anything changes prior to then or you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, you have my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service available to you. So don't hesitate to ask, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. If you're not making money, we're not making money. So don't hesitate to call. All right.
I like that spirit.
Yeah, that's the reality of it, you know, especially with our month-to-month guys. We know, hey, if you want to keep them on board and you want to make money, we got to make sure that they're getting phone calls, you know. So we're in it together.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you at 4 o'clock for the client interview, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.